This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More than 100,000 anti-government demonstrators have taken over much of the center of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. They say the government rigged yesterday's presidential runoff election in favor of pro-Moscow Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. His challenger, Viktor Yushchenko, had vowed to bring Ukraine closer to the European mainstream. International observers say Sunday's vote failed to meet democratic norms, and the situation has created a serious crisis, as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Kiev.
Ukrainian opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko and his supporters had expected the government to rig the vote. And as soon as the government produced figures showing Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych headed for a narrow victory, huge protest crowds began filling Kiev's central independent square. They waved flags, sang national songs, and shouted the name of opposition leader Yushchenko, who told them not to give up.
Remain where you are. From all parts of Ukraine, on carts, planes, and trains, tens of thousands of people are on their way here. Our action is only beginning.
By evening, well over 100,000 protesters were on the streets of Kiev, this in a country noted for political docility. The last decade, Ukraine, under President Leonid Kuchma, produced legendary corruption, shady arms deals with pariah countries, and allegations that Kuchma ordered the assassination of political foes. Natalia Kalamchuk joined the demonstration, saying the dubious election was just the last straw.
Ukraine over these years should have become much richer than it is now. All the money went into the pockets of bureaucrats. But the nation has finally risen up, and I'm very proud of my people.
Student activists pitched tents along the pavement as locals brought them food and blankets. And they were bolstered in their belief that Sunday's election was rigged by the scathing critiques handed down by 500 international observers who said it did not meet democratic standards. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Richard Lugar in Ukraine, as President Bush's personal envoy, said there had been a concerted and forceful program of fraud. The U.S. had warned of soured relations if the vote was rigged.
Physical intimidation of voters and illegal use of governmental, administrative, and legal authorities had been evident and pervasive.
Observers found a typical witch's brew of abuses, the stuffing of ballot boxes, workers being bussed around the country to vote multiple times, and officials casting ballots for dead people. Now the question is how long Ukraine's security services will tolerate the opposition's protests. Outgoing President Kuchma says they will not be allowed to create a revolution, and the public prosecutor has promised to restore order. At the same time, two major cities and some smaller towns in western Ukraine, all opposition strongholds, said they would not recognize Prime Minister Yanukovych's election, raising the prospect that Ukraine might fracture even before Yanukovych has a chance to become its president. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.